it's good to start to understand the scriptures and to relate to what the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us, and that life's not normal. It can't be normal. We can point to Bible lesson after Bible lesson, scripture after scripture, person after person, and especially the Lord himself, and understand that this is all superhuman, that it doesn't belong to the flesh and it doesn't belong to the natural, that it belongs to the spirit. So I think we water down some terms sometimes. And we kind of get on the wrong course, but we're going to make it here at PWM on the right track. And we're going to learn and we're going to understand. I like worship this morning because here's God bringing new meanings to words to songs for me. You know, spirit break out, break the walls down. So here's God trying to break the walls down of the natural so we can enter into the spirit. And so that we can live this heavenly life. Because if it's not heavenly, it's not the life of God. Thank you, Dre. If it's not heavenly, it's not the life of God. So here's God picking you out and saying, I need you, just like he told John on the Isle of Patmos, I need you to come up here to a heavenly plane. Okay? Remember, John got caught up. He was in on the Lord's day. He was in the spirit. And so it is with the Lord, that he's got to get us in the spirit, and he's got to get us into the heavenly, and we got to become God's dwelling place. So these things can never be understood by the words of men. They can only be understood by the Spirit of God. Okay. And so I have to say that over and over, right? Unless the Holy Spirit indwells us and we become the dwelling places of God, we can't understand these things. So remember what God told Nicodemus. Remember what God said to Nicodemus. You got to be born again. All of his natural reasoning, all of his natural understanding, or everything he thought about religion, everything he thought about life, everything he thought about teaching, everything he thought about schooling, everything he thought about religion and the religious world, Jesus turned it upside down. All that you've been taught doesn't mean anything. Everything that you learn means zero. Think about that. I'm just going to put him at Rob's age. You know, he's 50. He's learned for years and years and years. And Jesus turned everything he learned upside down. Everything. Not one thing meant anything. Not one thing. You're not born again. You don't belong to the same realm that I belong to. And so then you can't understand anything I say to you. And so here's God saying to the church today, you got to be born again. You got to belong to the new creation. Old things have passed away and everything has been made new. There's a new creation. There's a new realm. It's a new creation. We don't worship the same. You worshiped on that mountain. Jerusalem, you worshiped over there. You worshiped like this. You had a form of it. Jerusalem had temples and buildings and sacrifices. All of that doesn't mean anything anymore. I'm starting something brand new, and it's on a whole nother level. Now, could you put up the, yes, okay. So what do you call it? Is that a scale or what is that? A bar? Clefs. Music. Treble clefs. Okay. And then Notes. Okay, so here's the kingdom of God. And here's what we got to get. Then I'm probably going to be done. Okay. But it's not because I'm going to the Outer Banks, because I just really love it here more than anything. That's a skeptical laugh. It's God, yeah, God's down in that. You live your life on that set of notes from when you were born until you were 50. I have a higher scale. I have a higher creation. I have a set of notes that you've never heard before. It's called living in the spirit. It's called a whole separate set of notes that you have to learn about that you knew zero about. Zero. With all your schooling, Pastor Ross. You went to university after university and you play like a champ. You sing like a champ. You live like a champ, but in the old order. And the only thing you can sing and play is this right here. What's a bar? Not the place where you get a drink, but what's a bar of music? It's a set of notes or rest that are divided. That's what we would have said, right, Stan? I don't have any up there. Okay. Oh, that's what that line. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you. See, the Holy Spirit has a bar or notes or a climate or an order or a dimension or a realm or a high place or... Say again. Or timing. He's got timing that doesn't belong to this timing. Right? Because remember, Jesus would try to go do stuff. They would say, Jesus, go here. He said, my timing is not the same as yours. My timing, thank you, Stan. My timing is on another realm. You go to the feast. Religious feast, religious order, natural order. You go to the feast. My timing is from heaven. My timing is of another order. Pastor Cheryl, can I get you to the other timing? Pastor Cheryl, you can't learn my timing from men. Pastor Cheryl, the Holy Spirit's got to become your dwelling place and yours his. And then I'm going to put you on a whole new timing, Pastor Cheryl. So we speak distinctly about this morning. What timing are you on? What order do you expect to be met in the morning? Are you still expecting this? These notes and the bars, or is there another plane that you've been adopted to? Are you catching that in your spirit, man? And so here's the thing that Jesus constantly battled with when he was on this earth, right? When he was, I'm from heaven. I'm from heaven. I'm up here. I'm down here physically, but I live in another order, another timing, Stan. I live from another timing. God, show me your timing. See, we thought that when Jesus said, "My time is not now," we just thought, you know, it was natural time. My time is not go. I'll go in an hour. No, he's saying, I live in a specific other, my timing is of another realm. So Tava goes to work, and they say, you know, why didn't she say this or that? Because she lives on a different timing. It affects what you say. That's not my timing. I don't say it like that. My timing, right, Stan? Am I saying this right, Stan? You know, you go to breakfast with Stan, he can get dangerous. He can get dangerous while he's eating in that burning here, while he's eating that oatmeal. Get dangerous. You know about that big slab, huh? Rob, when you come to church on Sunday, it should be a timing of another order. It shouldn't be a tradition. It should be, I'm going to get some timing straight. Right? And then I start, so I can start living it. See, we still want to live by the natural time. We got Stan, we got these bars and clefts, and the Holy Spirit's got a whole nother note. A whole nother note. So the worship team was out here this morning, and they were playing. They can tell you. They hit another timing in their rehearsal. And I could feel it. I knew it. They hit another realm. They hit another realm, and that's what we got to practice living in another realm, right? That's what we got. So they hit it. It stopped me. I didn't come out here for this. It stopped me. I came out here talking D, you know. It stopped me. So I grabbed the mic. I was like, don't stop, you know. Just to let us feel for what that other order felt like. Because once you hit it, you don't want to retreat. Okay? That's in life, music, speaking, whatever. You kind of know when you hit it, see. That's why you appointed to be here this morning, by the way. Because God's writing another set of bars or notes or scales that's from an upper heavenly level inside of you. See, that's got to be real to us. It can't be concept. We got to sense it and feel it and know it. It can't be learning up here. I just hit another note. Bless me, God. Then you think about Jamie's teaching them about that other order back there when they're 4, 5, and 6 years old. They're going to put mom and daddy and grandmom in a wonder. It's precisely what Jesus meant when that woman at Samaria, she said, we used to worship like this. We worship in this mountain, and we worship like this. And we, this high mountain, and this is what worship is. I know you're a prophet, but you don't know what worship is. This is all my confidence is. We worship in that. We know how to worship. But Jesus said, The time is coming. You got one? There are frequencies that we can't hear. Welcome back, sir. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Can you see what you're called to? To a realm of frequencies that the world can't hear. That the world can't hear. See, we keep trying to live life, pushing the wheelbarrow, living on the wrong frequency. This is what we keep saying. We got to live by the Spirit. That's all we're trying to say. Live on a different frequency that only the Holy Spirit knows how to spike that note. And if you feel the vibration of it in your heart, and you say, that's the divine order. That's the divine order. That's the Holy Spirit. That's life in the Spirit. That's resurrection life. That's the new plane that he developed at Calvary. That's that brand new plane. And he said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men to that new plane. That's resurrection. Every day to us is a day, a new plane. But see, that natural mind say, no, no, no. I like them bars right there. Everybody's doing it. They're making new development in those bars. New songs in those bars. And those scales. But they're not resurrection. They're not only what God can teach you. See, man teach it to you and patting himself on the back. I'm the best teacher around. Got fully developed concert in Liberace. You know, Liberace still in the old scale. As talented as he wasn't touching that frequency from above. See, heaven has a frequency. Heaven has pearls and jewels of another order. Not hidden from us, but for us. Right here he goes. Zing, ding, 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 ding. Oh my God. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? Now I want you to start living like that. Let it develop. Let it develop. Let it develop. Let it develop. You know, really, that's what the new birth is about. It's not about crystalline making a decision. Right? And that's how, what we always heard. Yeah, make a decision for Christ. That's all right up here. Now make a decision. Make a decision for Christ. Come on up to the altar. Make a decision. Right? Isn't that right? You see why Christianity is so lost in many ways? Make a decision. Look, there's no I fell heaven. My old man is dead and lost. I'm in nothingness. I need a tinkling again. See? Just make a decision. You start making the decision, and then you start pushing the wheelbarrow. And you're still on them bars right there. Oh, Stan, you playing. But it's on that low frequency. That natural frequency. It's like Pastor Ross was ministering this morning. It's all supernatural. Every drop of it, every drop, unless you get, you guys know I'm just saying it like this so to get paint the picture, but unless you get a tingling, still the old man. That's why, you know, even in the old man, without the tinkling, you can get some emotional feelings, and I'm going to run after this stuff. That's nice and emotional, and you're shouting hallelujah. There's still no tinkling. Run so fast. We're going to get this. We're running fast. We're going to get this. Where's the thing? And that run wear out, see? That run wear out, right? Got to give everybody Christ. And no frequency change. No heavenly frequency involved in their lives at all. Churches are built on that. And they're bound to fall. Because unless it happens with the ding, 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 it's on the wrong foundation. So here's Jimmy's teaching kids about the ding, at a young age. Think about that, sir. Think about that, sir. We don't get it till we're 30 and 40 and 50. If we get it at all. Because the natural man cannot understand the ding, 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 ding of God. And let me just say it like this, you know, a little side note. Whenever I get into this place right here in the spirit like this, I keep seeing the Father seeing you as special. I just know, when the tingling start coming, you start to know his thoughts in his mind. Like, special, 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 special. Everybody in here, right? Special, special, special. It's like when Jesus said to his disciples, blessed are your ears that you're here to hear this and your eyes to see it. Because it's just not everywhere, guys. I know it's other places, but it certainly is not everywhere. You know, God drawing you to himself, he never does it through man. It's always through the, always. It's always on the other level, other frequency. It's always on the other plane, Stan. It's always above these notes. It's past the law. His problem is he can't get us past the law. We know how to worship on this temple, on this mountain. We know how to worship here. He said, the hour is coming, and now is. That you will worship how? Unseen frequency that the natural ear can't get, but Rob can get it. By divine unction, and by divine unction only, from heaven only, we got the heavenly resurrection life in here, Rob. Makes me want to shout. I love this stuff, man. I love this stuff. Job, I love it because then it don't turn off. You wake up in the morning. Don't go that way. Go that way. Man says this. Right, Chris? Right. You get used to it and start like living water. Oh, God, I can live by that and not by that. Church said that. You said that. The problem is when you start talking about that, people want to walk out because they love darkness. And by the mercy of God, that you guys can even hear this. It's by the mercy of God. Because the fall was a great fall. It was a great fall. Not only did Satan fall from the heaven, you fell from it too. Thank God for his mercy. But I understand now, this is what I'm trying to say. What I understand now is that Paul would always say, when he would go to a church like Ephesus and stuff, he said, have you received the ding, ding, ding? Since you believe. You know that don't make it just be on their head. Yes. Have you received? If any man have not the ding, he's not the spirit of, no, none of him. He's none of him. You got none of that, you're none of him. See, that's strong to me. If you haven't received the ding, you're none of him. But when that thing gets living on the inside of you, you learn to walk by faith. You learn to walk by the, you learn to walk in a higher realm. No matter, even the lowest person in this higher realm is greater than the highest person in the lower. Did that come across right? That's what Jesus said about John the Baptist. But he said, you are better than anybody in that new order. It's greater than John the Baptist was. Because we're catching things that are eternal. We're catching things that cannot be conquered. We're catching things that beat the devil in death. We're catching things that belong to heaven, that never fade out, that incorruptible, that's going to last forever. Wake up in the morning, Rob, with a divine. That's my life. That's not only an experience, it starts to become my life. It starts to become my life. And so here's God saying, wake up, Zion. Wake up to the ting-ling-ling. Wake up to it. Wake up to it. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's your God. Oh, it's your truth. See, we're going to worship not only in spirit, we're going to worship how? In truth. I laugh at people who mock the scripture, say the truth will set you free. You still on that order right there. That's bondage. That's still a law stand. That's still a law stand. That's still a law stand. See, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, it can still be law. Without the, I know somebody can say it better than me out there. Thank you, thank you. Somebody said, I thought you're not supposed to feel anything. Well, not in your emotions, but in your spirit. You should sense some grace down there. And because sometimes there's nothing, but, you know, then you just have to, God knows where you are. You walk it out because you know what the ting-ting-ling is about. And you say, God, I ain't going to do anything until you give me that. See, I've come to learn that even in my messages. I am not going to speak to you. I am not. The morning we come here and we just go back home, that's because I got no ting-ting-ting-ting. Are y'all following me? Because it's abomination to God without speaking with him with you. Because it's really got to be him speaking. See, we can go into, all of us know about church performance, don't we? We can all go into that, right? And how men sort of take the crazy step of thinking you can do something without him, and that you try to mold people by your own understanding. Pastor Mike, and Pastor Mike, if he's not with us today, we're like Sodom and Gomorrah. Are y'all following me? It's like, what is it, Ichabod, right? The glory is gone. The glory, you know, the glory is the ding-ling. We're not living without it. We've learned this over the years, and we made 1,000 mistakes, but thank God he redeemed that thing, because I used to try to do it too. 1,000 mistakes, but thank God he grabbed his derrick and said, no more like that. Unless it's divinely authored and put through you as you die to yourself, as you got to do this part too. You got to die to yourself. The cross is the absolute key to this. We have to die to our own selves. And the more you die to yourself, the more you sense the tingling. The more you, when you go through things and you say, I'm not going to respond in my natural man and let the Spirit do the work. I'm not going to retaliate. Let the Spirit do the work. The more you are conscious of the ding-ding-ding. And get stronger and get stronger and get stronger and stronger. And it gets to the point where you're riding up the road and the Lord says, go, the ding-ding-ding says, go to the other side of the road, and it's the wrong side, but you do it because the ding-ding-ding is stronger than the sign out there. And you just missed the accident. That's John G. Lake. That's how strong it can get. That's how strong it can get. Listen, that's how strong it's getting in PWM. That's why I'm here. Because when I talk to y'all, it gets stronger. If we talk, both of us can talk. Oh, I felt your healing. You felt mine. Oh, my God, we get stronger. It makes sense. Well, I'm glad Shanique's here. And you think about Mike. Well, I'm glad Shanique's here. She's caught on to it fast. So I'm glad Derek's here. He caught on to it fast. So I'm glad Ra's here. I'm glad BJ followed me around. I want to follow somebody as they follow Christ. I want to, Rob got that. Rob, I'm on your heel, sir. Because it's better caught than it's taught. It's better caught than it's taught. So somehow, it's like Elijah and Elisha, right? Elisha said, something's on him. I see his and I want it. And I'm going to leave this, that, this, and that. I'm going to leave my oxen or whatever. And I'm going after that because that's higher than I can ever get in my own natural man. This stuff is real catchy, but it's real costly. What note is your comfort zone? Stan, play it again, Sam. My comfort zone. My comfort. Play it again, Sam. Makes me feel good. Pastor,
so this morning, I just believe that every intercessor that was in that room is getting answers to what went on in the room, because we had to sit and wait on the sound. And when the sound came, then a vision came forward where we felt the weight of glory hit us. And the weight of glory went to our feet where we had to just stand in it. And then I saw us through a vision. God just moved all of us together. It's kind of like he moved us together out of the way. But we were in one accord because we heard the sound. But he still had to move us out of the way. And when he moved us out of the way, he moved our flesh and our soul so that he could get to our spirit. And then I saw the Spirit of God and our spirit mash his spirit. Was that when God said, now you have the mind of Christ. Now you're living in the kingdom. And so we all, when you talking about the sound, it's like, I'm sure, you know, we're going, yes, that's the sound. That's what just happened to us. And he shared with people to be still before they even came into the room so that they could get to sit and get the sound. And then all of a sudden we saw the big sign that said, be still. In the room this morning. And so I'm sure all of you all are just jumping in your spirit because what we already went through.
This is supposed to be church. I hear that. It really came with the worship right after that. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Let it come. Bernadine, we can live in this environment. We can live in this new order. God's a better teacher than your mathematician teacher. He can teach you about the tingling. He can teach you about this new order. Will you catch it? Will you submit to it? Will you die for it?
Man, some good stuff. I just want to say I'm thankful for Pastor Mike because he challenged me. He challenges me. He'll text me every day, and sometimes you know, regardless, it's speaking to feeding my spirit. Sometimes I reply, sometimes I don't. And on this past Friday, he sent me a text message, and what he said was. What Spirit said through him was, the choice we face is not as many imagine between heaven and hell. Rather, the choice is between heaven and this world. Even a fool will exchange hell for heaven, but only the wise will exchange this world for heaven. And then what the Spirit dropped on me was, my reply to him was, and the only way we make that choice is through the power of the Holy Spirit. He's our only source to die to this world and to ourselves. And then Friday morning, as this was marinating, something else came to mind because a week before yesterday, Saturday before yesterday, there was this situation in the NBA. You all probably heard about it, a basketball game between the Lakers and the Rockets, and Chris Paul and Rajon Rondo got into it. So basically, they're saying that Rajon Rondo, dude, these two guys have been beefing with each other for years. And basically, what appeared as that Rajon Rondo has spit in Chris Paul's face. And of course, you know, when that first happened, Chris Paul put his finger in Rondo's face. And then Rondo swung on him, and then the fight broke out between the two, the retaliation and everything. And, you know, the world was saying, well, what was he supposed to do? The man spit in his face. It's not fair that he also got suspended. What else is he supposed to do? They're saying you're supposed to retaliate, act out that way. And what came to mind was when Pastor was talking about the hearing the frequencies and, basically, living out those same measurement bars every day without having the spiritual meaning of it, a phrase came to mind that we all heard before for years that to me and to a lot of other Christians didn't really have any true meaning in depth until I thought about that basketball situation, and that phrase is, what would Jesus do? You think about Jesus. What did they do? They spat on him. They beat him. He turned the other cheek, you know. And he already went through that whole thing that happened between Roger Rondo and Chris Paul, you know. I'm trying to think of, you know, descriptive, grungy way, but for example, is where they depicted it. The only thing I can think of is the Passion of the Christ. You know, they really beat him down. And so the answer to that, you know, is, you know, we're supposed to turn the other cheek, but we can't do it in our own strength. In our own strength.
You on a roll, sir. You can't turn a cheek on those low bars. That low, no. You can't do it. It's got to be a power other than yourself. A frequency higher than you. God's taking us to a much higher trajectory. By the Spirit. It's called the resurrection life. Thank you, Dre. Thank you, Pastor Cheryl. He's out. You know, Paul told Timothy something about, like, people receiving the word of God, they have ears, you know, itching ears, you know. Y'all natural ears itch, you know, they kind of want natural lower realm stuff. So here's God changing our taste buds. So here we are. When you turn on the TV again, you're going to recognize that's good preaching, but it's still on that lower order. It didn't take me to heaven. It wasn't of the right frequency.
I drive the van to pick up after schoolers. And Friday, I have two little kids, but three. One little girl who talks all the time. And then another little boy, her brother, another little boy. Okay, the little girl gets in the van, and she starts singing songs about the Lord. You know, she makes up songs. I mean, she really is singing about the Lord. And then she starts talking, and she says something to the effect that, this is, I'm going to have to tell you about God. I'm going to have to, she never used the word gospel, but she was trying to say that. She said, I'm going to have to tell you about God. And she talked to the little boy that was in the car seat. And she said, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is the truth. And then he puts his hands over his ears. And he starts going, na, 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 na. She said, you don't want to hear the truth. But I'm going to tell you the truth. And as you were just talking, I thought about the church and the humility piece in this, that if the little boy put his hands over his ears and he wanted to hear something that he was familiar with, something that would tickle his ears, but he wasn't willing to stop and lower himself to hear the truth, you know. But she was just her articulation, her words, her vocabulary was just a little bit too short, too limited to actually get out what she was trying to say. But I knew she was trying to tell him about the Lord. But she kept saying, I'm telling you the truth.
That's very good. So we can catch these incidents where the Spirit, you know, he's with us all day. In ways not doesn't have to be his building. He's with us all day, and bringing home. You know, I call the thieling realm our native realm. That's our native realm. We've been born again from thieling. We're born again from heaven. We're born again from the other realm, and a lot of our trials are just because of that. We can't relate to what the world's trying to give us because we belong to another realm, and it causes a little fieriness going on inside. I get this, that's something not quite right, but I guess I'll do it this time. That's where your trials come in, because we belong to heaven. God's just trying to get us acquainted to our nature. It's kind of like trying to learn another language, you know, and trying to learn Spanish a little bit. It's hard. They don't say stuff like, words are backwards, you know. Syntax, thank you. Once we get in this portal, once we get in this heavenly portal like that, God's language is different than what we've learned all our lives. So you get to the places like, I don't know nothing. In this realm, I don't know anything. But God's like, good. I want you to admit that. That's the first level of teaching on this higher order. See, like Glow said, there's some humility in all of us today to hear what's being said and catching a little bit of the understanding of it. There has to be some humility, because without humility, you cannot receive this stuff. You cannot. Read the quote again when you get home. I know some rough stuff in there, but just take it. Take it like a man. Bless God. That crazy pride we have. I know it. It's hidden, but God will reveal it to you. All right. Because God's, you're accepting this, and he feels it. Finally, I got somebody to accept it. I worked on you in the prayer room. I worked on you in this morning at home at your house. Right? And when you were just doing something with the children, I was working on you to hear this. Because he never quits working. Getting you ready. You didn't think that's what was going on, but he was getting you ready, right? When Rainey tried to get mad with Rob this morning, but she just couldn't do it. She was, even though he deserved it. Are y'all following me? He's always working. Higher frequency, higher frequency. Can you live on the higher frequency? Can you live above the world? Can you live in resurrection? Can you live in the new order? Religion crushes this. This should crush religion. No more notes, no more bars, no more natural law stuff. I got a whole new kingdom. I want you to live up here with me. I want you to live up here with me. You live by faith. You live faith meaning there's a different frequency that the world can't hear, but your faith says you start to hear it, and then by faith you start to sense it. Oh, that's my life. I tell you guys, I don't mean to be. So if I walk in a place, if I walk in a church, you know, Pastor Mike speaking in November, if I walk in that church and they're in the old order, Pastor Mike, I mean, I might stay to support him, but, you know, listen, I'm going to be like this, la, 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 till Mike get up. I can't do it. We got a whole new life. I can't follow the tradition. I can't follow the conformity. You know, there's a form of godliness, but denies the ding, ling, ling, ling. Right? There's a form of godliness, but denies the ing. If I can replace that, you know. But see, now you guys are accountable. Much is given, much is required. You got to live by this. You got to start learning to grow in this. Now, heaven's for real. And it's not just a movie. It's the realm you live in. It's your native realm. Let me show you how to do it, the Holy Spirit says. And without him, we're nothing. Last thought. OBX is waiting. Just an example, a quick testimony. You know, I woke up this last week, Thursday or Friday, and I'm sensing angels all over the place. you grow into that, right? It's not, you know, the Lord's like, you know what? They always been there, but your inger wasn't sharp enough. Are y'all following me? Oh, they're there. But you haven't been developed enough in your sensitivity to who's you. The scripture says it, and we go around and teaching and stuff, but we had no about it. I need somebody who's developed enough to start sharing that and getting part in something to me. But anyway, I'll start and say, man, they all over here. Next thing I know, someone's texting me about angels, right? God's confirming it. God's confirming it. You see what? You see, you did feel it. Remember, angels. God starts confirming it. I hear another person, same thing. I get on the van. We got this van ministry going. It was Friday. Little girl said, they're all dressing up. I want to dress like an angel. I want just like an angel, you know. Listen, you think I don't know that God was sharpening my ing? You think he's not with us? Oh, yeah, but he more bent on teaching you about that realm than anything else. Because we do a lot of things, we read a lot of scripture, and we start quoting and confessing, but there's no development in here. But it's happening. Revelation's coming. Life's coming. Sensitivity to that other realm's coming. Perception to the things of God. So, you were born for it. You were created for it. Born again from above. That's your native realm. Heaven and earth may pass away, Pastor Mike, but your in will never pass. Right? Right? You can lose the closest person in your family, but your ing ain't going nowhere. You know, that's why David said, Lord, just don't take your ing away from me. I messed up, but don't take your ing. Please don't do it. That's my whole life. Will y'all ing with me? Will y'all do it with me? Look, follow me up there. That thing keep taking you higher and higher. I'm texting Mike, you know what? Father, we thank you for the faith. Our destination in heavenly things. For removing our unbelief. We walk by faith and not by sight. That resurrection would become alive and real to us. That the frequency of heaven and the frequency of the Spirit would be normal to us. That the supernatural would be totally normal to us. Break our walls down. Break our walls of unbelief down. Break our natural reasoning down that we would walk and live and learn and obey by that in that's on the inside of us. Let it be real. Let it be real. A person, the Holy Spirit himself. Not a vague, abstract presence, but a person who speaks spiritually, logically, if you can say it that way. Thank you for the grace to obey that. The grace to obey that and grow in that. That PWM will be known in heaven. And by their ing, more than they're known in this earth, and by their natural reasoning. Take us past the gates. Take us past the outer court. Take us past the outer court into the holy of holies, into the inner court where only the light of God shines. Take us past that. Help us get used to that higher light and that new kingdom where there's no light there, but Jesus is the light. We thank you for him today being amongst us, quickening our understanding, lightening our darkness, opening up revelation to us of himself, and giving us this divine impartation of the Holy Spirit forever. Holy Spirit, he's real to us. We will acknowledge him every day. We will acknowledge our ing every day. Every day is new to us in him. We thank you, Father, for that. This life then takes on a whole new meaning as we live and breathe and have our beings in him. We thank you for each person here. You know your sheep by name. Thank you for each person here. Dre and Dre and Mike and Jerry and Latisse and so on and so on and so on. And Karen and so on and Tom and so on and so on. By name. You're picking out instances. You're picking them out. Just for sharing your love and your voice. I thank you, Father, for that. Oh, what a life we live in this kingdom. In Jesus' name. For his glory. Amen.